Taylor Dane, Tell It To My Heart, starting us off on this Thursday morning. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's just 8 minutes past six on this Thursday. And just bring me the money while I count it.
Yeah, I tell you, what a day. He totally redeemed himself.
Oh, fantastic.
Totally redeemed himself. Ken Doherty has been doing our tips this week for Cheltenham to raise a few quid for Make-A-Wish Foundation. The first day was a disastrous affair where nothing went the way we wanted it to at
all. But we don't speak about that now.
But those days are in the past. It's like... it's like the first book of The Lost of the Rings. Who cares? We're into the movies now. I'm not spitting on my mic. A bit of porridge. So there you go. Then yesterday...
leave that there for when Helena comes in. She'll like that now.
I'm just going to wait till 8 o'clock and I can lick it off for a second breakfast. And then yesterday we went out and he gave us a double. And thought, I was laughing to myself, even though they were favourites and all that. A double's never going to come in. Well, by God, it certainly did.
He threw Tom
80 quid of our 100 onto it and we got it. We're trying to calculate it and we reckon it works out around 220 euros.
Or something like that.
That we've won for Make-A-Wish Foundation. So that's great going.
Which is fantastic. And actually, we're going to be able to allow Ken to bask in the glory very soon because... you know, apparently he's some sort of international snooker player or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And he has to travel around the world.
Never mentions it or anything.
He never says
what a basker.
So, because he's due to be on a flight very early this morning, we're actually going to catch up with him very early. So he'll be able to wallow in the glory
of
a fantastic Cheltenham double.
He absolutely deserves it. Yeah. He absolutely deserves it. So,
Altior and Tiger Roll, by the way, were the horses that romped in for us. So... Make-A-Wish Ireland. Don't bother thanking us.
Don't bother thanking us, Make-A-Wish Foundation. It was nothing really. We were just doing our job. That's all. Just doing our job. No, stop saying heroes.
I know, yeah.
Stop saying it.
I know not every hero wears a cape and everything.
Stop, please, no.
Some of them wear headphones. It's just one of those things. It's all part of a day's work.
Just all part of a day's work.
Commoner Garden superhero team.
Yeah, we didn't enjoy it or anything. That was true, but you know, we were just proud we could have been in the right place at the right time. Anyone would have done it. Anyone would have done it.
But they didn't.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
Right, so it's on the way. We've made money. Girls and boys from Blur here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday. Friday's Eve, of course. Well, I say Friday's Eve for PJ Gallagher. We know it's definitely...
it is.
It is his Friday.
It's my Friday today.
And who knows what will happen.
Congratulations to me.
We're going to bring in...
it's a double-edged sword today because we get Andy to come in, Andy Bad News to come in and tell these jackasses that they're not having a day off.
Well,
tomorrow,
we don't know he'll go
that
way.
Yes, we do.
I know that's the expected outcome.
We do. I actually said something to him yesterday, so I think you're in trouble, to be honest with you.
Great, that's lovely. Thanks very much.
So I think you're in trouble, which is great.
We're going to get a final verdict from Andy Bad News.
I said it to him yesterday and he was laughing.
I haven't put my case forward yet.
It doesn't matter what your case is. I don't think it matters.
Unbelievable.
I went in and I was asking him and he just was laughing and giggling away. So there you go. I'm pretty sure that's pretty...
at you?
No, like he was laughing. I was telling him about you all thinking you were getting the day off.
Yeah.
And he was like doing this. You know, his arms folded. Do you know that thing he does?
Oh, right, yeah.
You know, I was there, Grant. That's all I need to know.
What did he do in the Popeye? That was a mad face.
I am what I am. That's what he said.
Right, yeah. Well, we shall see.
That was enough for me.
We had a double yesterday at Cheltenham, courtesy of Ken Doherty.
Oh, what a
PJ
day
Gallagher,
for a daydream.
You're going to go for a treble.
Yeah, go.
You're going for a treble now.
Well, it's like...
the chance to get us all another day off.
No! Let's do this. Let's give me another one.
Here we go. Birthday number one.
Yeah.
I smoked marijuana for once and I laughed for 5 hours. I nearly got a hernia. And I was at a party and it was 1 o'clock in the morning and I was standing on a street corner on my own at 1 o'clock in the morning roaring with laughter trying to get a cab. So I had to walk home. And I thought, I'm never smoking one of them again. And I never did.
There you go. The one and only.
Michael Caine.
Yeah, Michael Caine.
Boy, you're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
There's supposed to be a technique to saying his name.
Probably what?
There is, yeah. Apparently, if you say my cocaine.
Michael Caine. My cocaine.
That is how that it ends up being.
My name is Mike O'Kane.
Yeah.
It actually works, doesn't it? Yeah. My name is Mike O'Kane. It does work. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's apparently the technique.
They're going to be doing that all day.
Yeah.
Here, have you heard this, Mike? My name is Mike Cocaine. Even me, who's not really great at impressions, is getting it.
You're nailing it.
Oh,
anyway, Michael Caine.
He's some
legend,
age now.
Acting legend.
He's great, he is. He was in a movie only a couple of years ago. Like, he's obviously in his 80s. He was in a movie only a couple of years ago doing this revenge thing where he was killing a load of lads who killed a friend of his and all. It was brilliant.
Was that not the Harry Brown one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the one. Oh, that's a great movie.
My name is Harry Brown.
My name is Harry Brown. Cocaine. Yeah, yeah, he's great.
The Harry Brown one, yeah.
He's brilliant, so he is, yeah.
A fantastic. And of course, he became a great butler in Batman.
That's right. And, well, there's all the, you know, the stuff he did when he was young and all, but my favourite one is still Alfie.
Yeah.
Shadows on me lungs. Operate the way. Oh, God, never doubt me. Never that one.
The only one that could make Alfie.
What?
Sound like it was a musical.
What are you talking about? That's what he sounded like.
Where somebody should come in with a sing-song. Yeah. Please, sir, can I have some more?
He's got shadows on his lungs. Shadows on his lungs. Could be cancer. He's a chance of shadows on his lungs.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah, that's it, yeah. But he does sound like that movie, Daffy. Shadows. I mean, lungs. Oh, God, never doubt me. I'll be the way. That's what he says.
All right.
That is
I've got to
says.
Find that clip then.
Do,
I've
yeah.
got to find that clip.
Do, I think EMF sampled it actually as well.
Wow.
Yeah, do, you have to say that. I'll do a Michael Caine.
Does he have to sound like the Artful Dodger to do
That's
it?
That's literally what he sounds like. Shadows. I'll be lungs. I'll be the way. Oh, God, never doubt me. That's what he says.
Oh, fantastic.
Right, anyway, what age is the man? He's in his 80s.
He is in his 80s.
Do you know something? I'd say he's over the Wednesday of it. I'm going to say he's 86.
Yes!
Shadows! See? Those shadows couldn't get him.
Right, we're going to stay with the actors. Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal. That charming Billy Crystal.
Yeah.
He's known to be like one of the nicest men in Hollywood, isn't he?
Yeah, he's that sort of...
Yeah, like
Boy Next Door.
When he was hosting the Oscars, they were actually good. People cared back then.
Yeah.
Because he was such a charming fella.
Charming.
Yeah, he was a charming fella. He was a very nice, watchable man.
Yeah.
Now it's all, you know, I want to say that everybody here needs to get behind the movement. Oh, Jesus, you're actors. No one cares what you
exactly,
think.
Exactly, yeah.
Nobody wants to know what you think. Now nobody watches them anymore.
And Billy Crystal, again, you know that we were talking about Eddie Murphy the other day?
Yeah.
It was his birthday the other day and you were saying how one of his finest roles was as donkey.
It is definitely as donkey.
Billy Crystal plays a fantastic role in Monsters, Inc.
Does he?
Yeah.
Who is he in Monsters, Inc.?
He's the little green lad in
is
Monsters.
He?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh.
I did not know that.
One of his finest, you know.
A very charming monster, I heard.
Yes. Yeah, very charming.
So what age is Billy Crystal? Billy Crystal is... Oh, God, he could be in the 70s. I'm going to say he's 71.
Yeah! Oh,
we're
my
on
God.
It. Mike, get in here. I'm going to win too. I tell you, you won't see me till Wednesday.
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
Now, what am I looking for? Oh, yeah, I have to find the dramatic music, don't I? I need to get the old dramatic music so that we can
God.
Do this properly.
Imagine on the day, the eve of the day of actually taking the day off, when you're in work tomorrow and you knowing that I have another one in lieu.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. This is a big moment.
This is a big
this
moment.
This could be it.
This could be it. Right,
I want you, before we do this, lads, I want you to picture myself. I want to picture yourselves, not only in here to get without me tomorrow, I want you to picture yourselves in here without me on another day as well. I haven't chosen when to take it. Right, let's do it.
Right, okay.
Right, this
so,
could be the job.
Michael Caine, you got right at 86. Billy Crystal, you got right at 71. Here we go. Two more. You need
two
one.
More.
One
two
of
more
two.
Chances.
One of two. He's got He's got a chance. He's got a one in two chance of doing this. Here we go. First up, it is a comedian.
Right.
Playing right
I'm
into your hands.
Not good at comedians, unfortunately.
It is... Jasper Carrot.
Jasper Carrot? Well, okay, I used to love Jasper Carrot
show. Oh, you see?
His sketches
this
were fantastic.
I better get the wind sound effects and everything ready.
Well, now, don't be like, you know, this. You know what I mean. Let's not go first day at Cheltenham on this.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Jasper Carrot, who had a great TV show, is 64.
74.
All right, that's only, it doesn't matter. That was only, whatever.
Right.
That was the practice shot.
Okay.
74. How was he? I didn't think gingers lived that long.
Here we go. Right, final one for your final chance to win yet another day off.
Yeah.
How old is Pam Ayres?
For God's sake.
Hang on a second, don't pretend that you don't know Pam Ayres.
I know that she was a woman that wrote poems.
There you go.
That's it.
What else do you need to know? And she was on the telly. Which means you can remember.
Back on the telly when you were a kid, when it was like you had to dance behind a cardboard box with a hole cut out because I hadn't invented RTE yet.
Don't pretend like you didn't see Pam Ayres on the telly.
Oh, God, I haven't a rash as what age Pam Ayres. Well, she's in her 70s as well, right? She's
and
older.
She was kind of, she was comedian.
Yeah, she was comedian.
Poet. That should play into your hands.
Yeah, right. She's in her 70s anyway, yeah. She is, definitely. Because she's not a young woman. She's 73 years old.
She's 72.
Oh! Oh! I can't believe it.
72! Oh, so close. Oh! So close.
Oh, I really
one
thought
away
I had it.
From yet another day off. Oh, my God.
I really
God.
Thought I had it.
Oh, I feel for you. No, I don't. I'm delighted.
Oh, I really thought I had it.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks, Tara. It's 6:32. I'm going to play this in your honour. Because, of course, it's your Friday.
It is my Friday.
Unbelievable. Yourself and PJ. PJ yeah. doesn't want his friends to join in the celebrations.
You know something? I've come to terms with you doing it.
Thank you.
You're a lone wolf anyway. You do your thing.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the way it is. Tara does Tara's thing, and that's all right.
Right.
It's just the other two.
But you keep forgetting. Hold on. You keep forgetting. Sorry. That's kind of flattering in a way, I suppose, for a lone wolf like me to have my independence appreciated.
Yeah.
But I won the birthday game too. I earned this day off.
So basically, can I just point out to you, what she's basically saying to you is that you're not so special.
Yeah.
So, who are you?
Who are you? Who are you? Who are you?
Well, that's the last time I ever say something nice to Tara. I tell you, that's the end of that. That's the end of that. Side with you two. Dear, oh dear.
Yeah, Hall & Oates, Kiss on My List here at Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim, almost 19 minutes to 7 o'clock. Blue, just ahead of that from Eiffel 65. That was your Get Up and Go song. On this Thursday, 14th of March. Right, now, listen, before we talk to this next man, I think it's appropriate that we just play this.
And then a hero comes along. Oh. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
because he has the strength to carry on, because adversity faced him. Adversity faced him. It was a bad first day.
Yeah,
and then what? What does he do? Just what all heroes do.
Got back on the horse.
Absolutely.
And romped home victorious.
Fantastic.
Ken Doherty.
Woo!
Woohoo! Well done, yeah. You. What a day for you.
Wow.
What a day, myself. There's no slagging now, lads.
No. No, we're here with our tails between our legs.
Oh, fantastic. What a day yesterday. Absolutely brilliant. I was watching it in Glasnevin in the Slipper pub with grave diggers and taxi drivers and everything.
Fantastic. No better way to celebrate a double.
Yeah, shouting at the TV. They thought I had fortunes on it. I told them I had £100 charity bet on for Make-A-Wish.
Oh, brilliant. Listen, it was a brilliant result for anybody who missed out on it. Ken predicted yesterday, he gave us his celebrity tips yesterday for Altior and Tiger Roll and put them in a double. And in fairness, had the courage of his convictions because he backed it up with an 80 quid.
Yeah.
80 euro, 80 double,
euro double. Yeah.
And we reckon it came in at a bit over 200 quid.
Yeah,
about
220 quid or something, which is great going now.
Yeah,
which is
great. We're off and flying. Listen, by the way, the other thing we should ask, Ken, is obviously we're talking to you earlier than we normally would. You're jetting off. You're in Dublin Airport at the moment, aren't you?
I'm on the way to Gibraltar, Malaga from Dublin, and playing in Gibraltar this weekend, you know?
Excellent.
So, so. I'm walking with a bit of a step in my stride.
Yeah.
I tell you something, might be worth...
My tail was between my legs after the first day, but...
Is it worth sticking a few quid on you now in the tournament, is it?
No, I have no chance. No. Don't waste your money.
A humble hero.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I don't do that snooker business anymore. Yeah. I'm better with the GGs.
Yeah, I'm better at helping children.
Right, well, listen.
Funny, I'll give you a quick one. I was there one time coming to Dublin Airport and these three girls ran over to me. Oh, can we get a picture and an autograph? And I said, yeah. Now my head was growing bigger by the second, you know?
Yeah.
And anyway, I signed the card for her, and she looks at my name and she goes, what's your name? Ken Doherty. Oh, she said, I thought you were a jockey. She said, we're going to the races. I said, yeah, thanks. Okay, bye-bye.
Fantastic. Oh, man. I said
it. Was Charlie Swan.
Oh, dear. Right. So, listen, did you manage to have a little bet yourself at all over the last couple of days?
I had the same double as well.
So, oh, brilliant. Because yeah,
yeah,
PJ put his own money.
Yeah.
And I tell you something, that's a result because, I mean, getting PJ to take any money out of his pocket at all.
Yeah. Hey, this is just
he
because...
You probably had to get a spanner at it.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Ken, I gave my nephew €2 for his confirmation and all of a sudden I was skin flint. It's just unbelievable.
let's build on the success. Ken, where are we going today? What's the plan of action?
Okay, well, there's two horses that I really like today, and two fantastic horses. One is Fahin, which is an old favourite of the Irish. He's been well back. Now, he fell at Leopardstown behind Appleshade at Christmas time. But I think he's a great, he's 4-1. Ruby Walsh is on board.
So, 4-1, right?
4-1, he is. He's second favourite. So, but it's a high quality race. Undersow is in there as well, which have great connections, I think, from around the Cork area. There's about 50 of them involved in that syndicate, but it's a fantastic syndicate. Undersow is a great horse as well, and it's a really high quality field. And I think he's up against Paisley Park, which is the favourite, but I'm going to go for Fahin in that one.
Excellent.
Brilliant stuff.
Okay, Fahin.
That's about 4-1. So I'm going to put 40 on Fahin.
Right.
There's another one in there, which is Footpad.
Footpad.
Well, which is in
another
the
favorite.
Next race.
When I say favourite, I mean another a favourite among the Irish.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, great horse as well. And Ruby's on board. I'm just going to check the... it's going in the 40 and 50. And that's 7-2. And it's up against Road to Respect. Road to Respect and Undersaw is it against Footpad.
Right.
Fahin is in the race, I think, after that. Yeah, Fahin against Paisley Park and Super Sunday. So right. Two great races back to back. Well, they're all great races.
High quality stuff, all right.
Yeah, but Footpad is against Road to Respect, and I'm going to go for Footpad in that. So a Ruby double today.
Brilliant stuff.
Okay, so what are we? So we've 40 on Fahin. What are we sticking on Footpad?
So what we're going to do, we're going to put 40 on Footpad as well.
Right.
I won't put them in a double. We'll just do them like two single bets.
Cool.
Okay.
So that gives us 20 quid to play with.
There's a horse going in the 40 and 50, which is the last race today. And I'm going to put 20 quid on that. And maybe a tenner each way. It's called My Sister Sarah.
My Sister Sarah.
And that's in the 450.
That's the 450. That's the last one.
Yeah, so right. 10 to 5.
Tenor
right. My
way.
Sister
yeah.
Sarah. Right, so
my
there
wife's
we go.
Called Sarah, so it's not my wife Sarah. It's my sister.
Brilliant.
I'm not married to my sister, by the way.
Okay, just to clear that up straight away.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fantastic. A myth busted right there.
Oh, man. Listen, Ken, before we let you go, we've got to ask you, because, you know, PJ's not here tomorrow because he's had to blagging himself a day off, which
Yay.
Is an absolute shocker. A shocker, yeah. To be perfectly honest with you. So we've got to, while we have you, we've got to get, a little bit nostalgic with you about the big glory days as well. I mean... Okay. Like what's, you know, because we would never have had the opportunity to chat to you about that kind of stuff. But I mean, what was it like when somebody gets crowned a world champion?
Yeah. I grew up watching it. I mean, I saw Alex Higgins win it in 82. I saw Dennis Taylor win it in 85. And from then, I just wanted to be a professional snooker, wanted to play at the Crucible. I got there when I was 14 just to watch it. And when I came back 7 years later. I was watching Steve Davis in the very first round when I was 14. And when I came back, it was 7 years later. I was actually playing Steve Davis. It was my very first time at the Crucible.
Wow.
When I was 21. And then, of course, another 6 years after that, I ended up lifting up the trophy. But it was just, it was magnificent. I mean, to come home, you know, in the open top bus to the city centre, a big party at the Mansion House in Dublin. And then, of course, back to Renlet as well. It was just...
It was just amazing times, yeah.
World champions are not easy to come by,
yeah,
especially in a nation of this size, in fairness.
Yeah, exactly.
To be, and you're and you're a double world champ because you're one of the few people who's done the amateur and the professional, aren't you?
And the junior, well, the only one to do the junior, the amateur and professional to this day. So,
wow.
So that's a nice record to have. But one of the funny stories was, I'm a big Manchester United fan, as you know.
Thank God for that.
Thank God,
yeah. And I got a phone call. I didn't recognise the number. And the voice on the other end of the line goes, hey, Kenny, I know you're a big Man United fan. How do you like to come to Old Trafford and parade the trophy around Old Trafford?
You know? Oh, man.
And I said, and I thought it was one of my mates winding me up, you know?
Yeah.
I told him to F off, and I hung up the phone. There, you know? And he rang back a minute later. He said, Kenny, this is Alex Ferguson here. It's not a wind-up, you know what I mean? Would you like to come to Old Trafford? I said, oh, sorry, Alex.
Brilliant.
I'd say,
that's a record in itself. Actually,
being
one of the few people who ever told Alex Ferguson to F off.
And then do a lap of Old Trafford. I'd say the only person in the world.
So, yeah, but that was one of the highlights, you know.
Oh, really, amazing.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Man, great talking to you as always. Thanks a million for the bets. Well done again yesterday. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Fantastic.
And best of luck in the tournament as well.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Yeah, he's not
interested. Doesn't care.
Who cares about that snooker business?
Just wants a bit of sun.
Take care, Ken.
See you, Ken. Good luck, mate.
Bye-bye. The brilliant Ken Doherty there. Two more bets. We'll stick them up, of course, on our social media. We'll stick it up on Facebook, stick it up on Twitter so you can follow it. We had success yesterday with his predictions, his celebrity bets. So it's Faheen he's going for a €40 win, Footpad a €40 win, and My Sister Sarah, €10 each way. Hopefully to make money with Quinn Bet. Now that's a fairer bet for Make-A-Wish Ireland. That's what it's all about. So, and we'll recap that as well through the through
yeah, because it's still early yet. So we'll recap that later on. And if you didn't catch him, don't worry. Like Jim says, it's on the EL Facebook page. I'm just blown away. He managed to tell Ferguson to F off and then do a lap of a old rock. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's Julius Caesar stuff.
I wouldn't say there's a player in the world who's ever managed to do that.
Choking. Roy Keane just raised his voice once and that was the end of him.
Love Shack from the B52s here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Friday's Eve, Thursday 14th of March, just 14 minutes past 7 o'clock as well. Lots of things happening today. A few texts in wondering about a few bits and pieces. Somebody wondering whether or not there's OMD tickets today. Yes, there is. We will guarantee to play a song from Orchestral Manoeuvres in the Dark before 10 o'clock this morning. And when you hear it, you just WhatsApp OMD and your name and details to 087-188-0008 so you can win those.
It's EMF tickets. I don't know why. I keep waiting here. Boo! You're unbelievable. It's a totally different band. It's OMD.
OMD to EMF. That's a step.
They're the ones that sound like a yoga class.
What?
OMD. They always sound like it's a yoga class, don't they? It's all...
A yoga class?
Yeah, it's all... It's the type of music you'd play at the yoga class. People would be bending over and sweating and... You know, is it? OMD is very yogic.
Which particular song are you thinking of?
Any of them there. Do you have any of them handy? If you put them on, it always...
You could do yoga?
Yeah.
OMD?
Yeah, it's odd, like. It's not very melodious. You know what I mean? Like, when you know what I'm talking about. What did we just play there? The Look of Love. Did we do that? No, that's not yet.
No.
No, it's that now. When was that? Love Shack. That's good. You know, that's a great song. Very melodious.
Yeah.
You know that. It's all that. And then your man has a bit of... It's as big as a sail and you're about to go whale. Woo! Like...
Right.
Whereas OMD is all very wishy-washy and you don't know what's going on most of the time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, actually, but it doesn't matter. That's
right.
Okay.
When it comes on, I'll point out what I mean.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
So you can listen out for it's non-melodious, is it?
Non-melodious. Like, we've got five coming up soon, right? Keep on moving. What's that one go like again? Keep on moving. No, I can't think of it. But it's very melodious. It's five. You know,
right,
it's not just going to be a catchy number. That's what I'm saying.
OMD, you will hear it before 10 o'clock. And if you want to win tickets to see them, 40th anniversary tour. It's on at the Olympia Theatre, 24th of October. Tickets going on sale this morning, actually, at 9 a.m. And we have a pair again for you to win today. So OMD to 087-188-0008. But only when we play it, okay? The other thing to remind you about, of course, is the fact that the brilliant Jason Byrne
is in for a chat. Yeah, he's in just after 8 o'clock
after
for a chat.
8 o'clock.
So he is.
Funny, funny
old
guy.
Me old buddy coming in. I haven't seen him in too long.
Absolutely. That's happening. And then all the other regular bits and pieces as well, of course. And we will recap on Ken Doherty's celebrity bets. He was He's jetting off to a tournament in Gibraltar, so we spoke to him earlier on.
Yeah, he's jetting off to do a snooker tournament in Gibraltar, and to say he's not that interested in it is putting him mildly. So I wouldn't part with any money if you're into that sort of a thing.
Yeah, if you're planning on betting on Ken in the snooker.
I think he's just going to walk around the hill and have a look at the monkeys. Because as far as he was concerned with the tournament, he wasn't too pushed on it.
But he had a good day at Cheltenham yesterday, so we'll give you a recap on the tips as well. But the other thing is, we mentioned earlier on it was Michael Caine's birthday today. Right? He's 86. It was one of the ones you got right, in fairness.
Yeah.
And you have a favourite Michael Caine quote, don't you?
I do. It's from Alfie. You know Alfie, the movie? Yeah. It's great. 1966. Bad boy Alfie. One of the first movies where he talks to the camera and not just the other actors.
Yeah.
And he has that moment where he turns around and goes, Shadows, I'll be lags. I'll be eating away. Oh, God, never doubt me.
Brilliant.
You know that?
I mean, I thought, to be fair, PJ was making Alfie sound a bit like the Artful Dodger from Oliver.
Yeah. But that's what he's... That is literally what he's
saying. No, I accept that. Cause
Shadows, I'll be lags. I'll be eating away. Oh, God, never doubt me.
Right, well, this is the actual clip, right?
Shadows? On me lungs? I've been eaten away. This is the end of me. Oh, God in heaven, help me.
There you go.
I forgot about that. This is the end of me.
Yeah.
Now, come on, that's not too bad, right?
It wasn't too bad.
Considering I haven't seen the movie in 20 years.
It wasn't too bad, to be fair, I suppose.
Shadows? On me lungs? Hopping in the way. Oh, this is the end of me.
I still think you're turning him into a version of the Artful Dodger meets Alf Garner or something.
I don't know. I just think
it wasn't bad, though, to be fair. To be fair, it wasn't bad. I'll give you that.
I'm getting some grief on the text here as well. Look at this the OMG stuff. Eric Lawler has just texted in. You know Eric Lawler, comedian, yeah. Eric Lawler. Fair City extraordinaire. They've done some of the greatest pop songs of all time, he says. OMG, Locomotion, Joan of Arc, Enola Gay, brilliant pop songs and full of melody.
Yeah, well, that's told you.
That's told
well
me.
Well said, Eric Lawler.
Yeah, well, why have I never heard of them anyway?
Yeah.
Do you know what I think about their music? I think it's just about the Shadows. Every lags. Off it ain't no way. Oh, God, it never helped me.
Look of Love from ABC. Here are Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. 7:22. Lot of reaction, I have to say, to your Michael Caine Alfie impersonation.
Oh my God, I'm getting slated.
I'm not sure it's all positive.
I'm getting absolutely slated.
I have to say, the overriding thing that's come in on the WhatsApp, there's been numerous ones of these saying that your impression sounded like Zippy from Rainbow.
Zippy from Rainbow.
Shadders. I'll be lags.
Shadders. I'll be lags. Hobbit ain't the one. This is the end of me. Ah, God never help me.
Yeah, somebody else went for Steptoe.
Steptoe. I don't know what I'm more upset about. Steptoe or a zip-mouthed puppet from the 80s.
Somebody else thinks it's Chris Eubank.
Well, you know something, Michael Caine and Chris, they do have a sort of similar honk.
Wow.
You know, they do have a similar honk.
Right.
Well, you know, I'm a bit far of a honk and away, myself. Like.
Far and away, Zippy from Rainbow seems to be.
Oh, for God's
so
sake.
So if they ever do a remake of Alfie.
Yeah.
You know, the animated kids version.
It'd be Zippy that'd be doing it, wouldn't
it? Yeah,
yeah. Shadders.
Look at it. Yeah. So PJ doesn't actually know who OMD even are, or someone else. That's a different thing now.
Different thing altogether.
No point in picking on me for all these things all at one time. Yeah. If they ever do a remake, Zippy would be a good fit.
There you go, yeah.
Or me. I'd be a good fit.
Shadders on me lungs.
Yeah. Instead of the Italian job, we should do the Irish job.
Yeah. How do you
You're
do
only supposed to blow the bloody doors off. No, that was bad. Now, even by my standard now, I even heard that.
You actually shocked yourself
I feel a bit ashamed. It's not often I feel shame. But I tell you something, I just got a belt of it right there. Oh my God, I wish you could zip me mouth closed. Keep me out of trouble sometimes.
Fantastic.
Oh my God, that felt bad.
Anyway, 7:24, right, so should we draw a line under the Michael Caine?
Well, yeah, I still think I'd do a good Alfie though.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. In the movie Alfie, I think, you know, her Shadows, I'll be lags. I can't believe I'm doing this like for the 21st time. I'll be eating away. This is the end of me. Oh, God, it never helped me.
I
think I'm not that. I don't think that's that far off. I'm sorry, I don't. I think, you know, maybe Zippy isn't.
Yeah, well, maybe Michael Caine was channeling Zippy. Was Rainbow around in the days of Alfie?
No, it wasn't.
Maybe he had kids at the time. He used to watch Rainbow. Who knows?
Maybe Zippy is Michael Caine's son.
Have they ever been seen in the same room at the same time?
Nobody knows. Give that puppet a paternity test. I want to know what the DNA is.
And people, One Night in Heaven here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, almost 20 to 8. We're actually going to play that for Elf Terry this morning. Elf Terry texted in asking us to play that specific song. Obviously, Elf Terry's a very happy bunny this morning.
I'd say he's bouncing off the walls after last night's Champions League results. Yeah,
because Elf Terry, of course, is officially the only nice Liverpool supporter we know. And because he texted in and he wanted to hear that One Night in Heaven in celebration, so we decided, hey, what the heck? Elf Terry's a nice guy.
Yeah, Elf Terry's
a good
lad. Even if
he is a Liverpool supporter, he's a nice guy.
Even if there is that, what are you going to do? Yeah.
And so we decided we'd play that. So hopefully you enjoyed that, Elf Terry.
It's time to do the do in Dubai with Abbey Travel and Multitrip.com, Ireland's favourite travel insurance. Classic Hits.
Right, yesterday it was Niall Boylan's turn to get a qualifier in. A score of 10 is what did it yesterday.
Pretty high score yesterday.
Yeah.
But don't forget, we got in with, six we got in with before. Whatever you get here, it sets the standard for the day.
And it's important as well to remember that there's not many chances left, because tomorrow afternoon, Damien Farrelly is going to make the winning phone call and announce who will be doing the do in Dubai. But hopefully we'll get another qualifier in. Who's going to play, PJ?
It's going to be Wendy Akers in Dublin. How are you, Wendy?
Good morning, how are you?
Not too bad at all. How are you today?
Great, not a bother.
Yeah, good stuff. Any plans for the rest of your day or anything running into the weekend?
I'm looking to celebrate Paddy's Day in style.
Oh, of
course, yeah.
There'd be no better way to celebrate than to know that you're heading to Dubai, I can tell you. That'd be fantastic.
That would be wonderful.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Right, well, the next 60 seconds could well decide that. So you know the story, Wendy. It's 60 seconds. PJ describing celebrities. You guess as many as you can in the 60 seconds, but you can't pass.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Best of luck. Fingers crossed.
Thanks a mil.
Here we go.
He's a white rapper, had bleach blonde hair.
Sounds the same as a sweet. You know those?
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
You
can get them with nuts, or you can just get the plain chocolatey ones. The yellow bag and the brown bag.
Eminem.
Yes. He's a singer from Donegal.
Donald.
Yeah, she was married to Brad Pitt.
Jennifer Aniston.
No, the other one.
The man about to.
She was in Tomb Raider and all.
I'm not awake.
Dark hair.
Dark hair.
Angelina Jolie.
He used to present the Late Late Show before Pat Kenny.
Before Pat Kenny was Gay Byrne.
Yeah. Married to, or not married, sister to Michael Jackson.
Latoya, Letitia.
The famous one, the Super Bowl malfunction.
No.
Oh, God, you win.
Bad morning.
Starts with a J.
Jeanette.
I'll give it to you. That. Yeah. Oh, just ran out of time. Fart. Oh, God. Wow. Jeepers.
I had all of Niall's ones yesterday.
See, it's when you're on the phone, it's different. You were no Eminem this morning, anyway, that's for sure. You weren't rattling them out.
To be fair, Eminem's a tough start, I suppose, isn't it? Tough start.
No.
I guess so.
No.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five correct answers. You never know. 6 did it. Who knows?
You never know, Janet. Oh, Janet, Gina, Wendy. I'm talking to Janet Jackson now, Wendy.
Right.
You have me confused.
I look like her.
Anyway, listen, Wendy, have a good day. We'll keep our fingers crossed. You just never know. And thanks for having a bash at it. Enjoy Patrick's weekend and all that.
Thanks a mil.
Cheers.
See you later, Wendy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So there you go. Wendy has set the score at 5.
I'd say we'll be lucky, but you never know. We keep our fingers crossed for Wendy anyway going forward.
Next chance to play, of course, is just after 1 o'clock with Niall.
Now, Who Da Man?
Classic Hits.
Who Da Man? Who Da Man? Win the cash if you can. Are they big? Are they small? If you know, tell us all. Look out.
Who the man? So who the man it is, and the generous Jim McCabe has decided to up the jackpot a little bit, making it €1,300 this morning. That's a tenner each out of our pockets.
Absolutely.
And not out of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, which I was joking about quite obviously. So there you go. So it's going to be €1,300 for, whoever gets it. If you can tell us who this is.
Man.
And don't forget, the clue is top class. Right, so we'll get stuck straight in. Kate O'Driscoll is in Cork this morning. How are you, Kate?
I'm not too bad, lads. How are you?
All good. Kate, what's the story with you? Any big plans for St. Patrick's weekend?
No. Not at the moment. I'll take it as it comes. We'll see what the weather's like.
And will you be going to parades or any of that crack?
Oh, God, no.
That was a free county council, wasn't it?
There's true Irishness for you.
Yeah.
Not at all. I won't be going
don't
to
Don't do the parades anymore now. Thank God. I don't have to do them.
All right. Yeah. So that's that shot.
I have to
down.
Confess, I'm kind of with her on that.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah. You're right, Kate. You're right.
I'm half planning on it because Jason's in and I want to shout at him. But
yeah,
there you go.
You're going for completely the wrong reasons.
Yes.
To heckle the Grand Marshal.
That's probably it. I don't see anything wrong. It's as good a reason as any. I'll still be the best behaved person at a parade. Right, so Kate, who do you think it is? We'll try and give you a few quid.
I think it's Usain Bolt.
Usain Bolt, oh, right, yeah. He definitely hasn't been guessed so far, so have a go. What do you reckon then, Mike? Usain Bolt?
I'm going to say this very fast. You're wrong.
Well, I'm glad Kate enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Because it was funny.
Well, it's a bit disappointing. I thought it'd be better than that, but anyhow, we'll take it.
I thought it'd be better than that. You see that, Mike? Dead right too.
Listen, Kate, whatever you end up doing, enjoy it. Have a good one. Thanks for playing.
Thanks really, guys.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
All right, so we're going to Bernie in Dublin. How are you, Bernie?
How's it going, Jim?
How's it going, Steve? Bernie? How are you?
I'm impressed with you.
What did I do now?
You're taking day off tomorrow.
Hey, what's wrong with that?
You're one of the highlights of my day.
Oh, well, don't worry. The more you listen to me, the less impressive I get. So it's grand. It'll just keep it better for the Monday.
What did you do wrong?
I'm taking the day off.
Oh, right. Yeah.
She's not happy about that.
None of us are impressed with it, to be perfectly honest with you, Bernie.
It's going to be a good day.
Unbelievable. Shocking, isn't it? Isn't it shocking?
It is shocking.
Talk about rubbing your friend's noses in it.
Oh, excuse me now. Excuse me, Bernie, while I just deal with this. You have been rubbing my noses in it because I got one and you are trying to chancy, wishy, jumpy onto my bandwagon.
No. Get a day off. Just cool the jets. You don't need to shout about it.
I mean, you could enjoy it and you could enjoy it more knowing that, you know, all your friends are enjoying it.
Rubbish, garbage and nonsense. That's like me buying a new pair of shoes and coming in and you all have them. Yeah, they're deadly, aren't they? No, knocks all the crack out of it.
So you're saying you wouldn't appreciate a new pair of shoes for yourself if somebody else had them?
Yeah, exactly. Not if all of ye had them, yeah. I'd be like, oh.
You know what we're going to have to do now, Jim?
Oh my God, that's it now. Although I'm not sure I could get away with wearing some of his stuff.
I don't get away with wearing most of his stuff, to be honest
with you, it'd be easy to guess. We'll just go to whatever gym he goes to. We'll just take whatever he takes.
Oh my God. Bernie, you've been hanging on and listening to too much. We're trying to give you...
I didn't mean to start a war.
All right.
What do you reckon then, Bernie? Who do you think it is?
Frankie Valli.
Frankie Valli, who we were talking about. We gave tickets away, didn't we, for the Jersey Boys thing.
Oh, that's right. That's right, yeah.
Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
I'll be honest, I was trying to place who Frankie Valli was there for a second.
You thought he was a jockey, did you?
Yeah. One of the Cheltenham guys. What do you reckon, Mike?
Oh, you might have to sit down and have a drink after this. I don't know, maybe like a sherry.
Oh, that's one of his better ones.
Oh, yeah, it's wrong. Yeah.
Oh, that was one of his better ones. Sorry, Bernie.
Any free tickets?
No, are there any free tickets?
What's up with people today? Free tickets for what?
I don't know. For anything.
For anything.
Whatever that jockey's doing.
Yeah.
I'll take TJ's place tomorrow.
There you go.
Well, there you go. She'll come in here tomorrow.
There you go. We have a worker on board, at least. Listen, Bernie, thanks for playing. Have a good one. Take care of yourself.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
See you, Bernie. Bye.
Right. So, it's not Frankie Valli. In fact, it's probably not any of the Four Seasons.
Hopefully not.
And it's not Usain Bolt.
Yeah, it's not Usain Bolt. So, there we go. More people you know it definitely isn't. More controversy abounds.
Yeah.
Apologies for that.
Jason Byrne, though, is on the way to save the day.
Save the day and keep us away from each other. Because I swear to God... It's going to be trouble in here. Be more than just jocks robbed.
Waking up happy with PJ and Jim and Jason Byrne.
I can't believe him.
It's great to be here,
isn't it?
It's always great to be here.
Jim's hoping sort of like, you know.
I love coming here because you used to are going to interview me and so what am I up to?
What do you think I'm doing if you're going to start asking your own questions here? We're not having any of that.
Well, I don't know what I'm doing. What do you reckon I have? What am I doing?
You are doing a gig in Vicar Street called you can come in but don't start at on the 19th and 20th of April.
PJ, that's cheating.
No, but here's the other thing.
That's because you're his mate.
Here's the other thing I don't have to ask, right? Because I know, because he used to tell the joke ages ago that you come in and don't start that, and it's from a really silly joke you used to tell years ago.
The guy goes up to the nightclub door and he goes and the bouncer goes, no, you can't come in without a tie. And he goes, oh, okay. And he goes back to the car and he gets a pair of jump leads and puts them around his neck and he comes back and he goes, listen to you. And the bouncer goes, oh yeah, right, you can come in now but don't start that. So it's the jump leads.
Brilliant.
And I put that on a poster.
It all makes sense now on the poster. I'm looking at the poster with the jump leads around your neck.
I know, and then the thing is that I'm doing that's on Good Friday, that gig. On the Holy God and
the Holy God Day, it's gone!
It's gone.
So yeah. I've never ever done any work ever in my life on Good Friday. And I'm 47, so here we go.
So this is your first Good Friday?
First Good Friday ever doing any work.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. So I had to do that and then there'd be prayers after the gig. Yeah. There's going to be stations of the cross. And everybody would just be like,
this is literally the first time I've ever going to wish you, of all people, a bad gig on Good Friday. Because if he dies on Good Friday,
yeah,
oh my God,
it'll be like the perfect
the
situation.
Yeah, I know. Can you imagine?
And then you're on again. You'll be able to actually rise again on Saturday.
God. Well, I have to because I've got a gig on a Saturday as well.
Yeah, so you'll be able to rise again for Easter.
Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You.
I have to do...
At the top of a parade.
I have to do Grand Marshal with Dears O'Kane.
I'm raging you got that gig.
Yeah.
I want to do that so much.
I don't know what the dress has.
Oh.
You don't know what the dress has?
Yeah, am I supposed to dress as a leprechaun? Or do I just in a suit?
Come here.
What will I do?
Grand Marshal of the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
I know. I mean,
when did they ask me you to do that?
Me ma rang me and said, Jesus, we're very proud of you. But Darius goes, yeah, I can't believe you're the mascot of the parade. The mascot? Not the mascot, the Grand Marshal. She went, yes, I know. That's what I said. My man was very proud
of
you.
Do you have to do what as a Grand Marshal? Other than wave.
You have to wave, right? But then the best crack is, because if I was very near the Grand Marshal, I know what I would do as a young fella.
I'm going in to do it myself. I'm going into the parade just to heckle you, because I'm so upset that you got to do it and I didn't.
Well, PJ, you just have to have more respect for the city.
Yeah. Well, I do have my respect for the city. You're not Dublin.
PJ is so... He's the Dubs and everything. Like, it's full on. There's no one apart. PJ should just be a parade.
Yeah.
Well, going down. It's a disgrace.
You actually should be the mascot that Jason's man was talking about. You should be the mascot of Dublin.
Seems like you're the main man. Can you have a word to make me the mascot?
PJ,
I'd love to be the mascot.
Who's going to stop you getting in the car with me and Deirdre? No one's going to stop
you. They will. The Lord Mayor will walk
in
there going, you out.
The only disappointment with the parade is that it's really good now.
It is good.
Oh, actually, I was in Tullamore once, right? And their St. Patrick's Parade, that was the best one I've ever seen.
Really?
Ever, ever in my life, yeah. So it was freezing, right? And then so this group stopped. It was about 10 belly dancers, right? Locals.
ladies and gentlemen, the local belly dancing group would now like to perform their belly dancing, right?
And there was a car in front of them with the boot open. With a speaker in it. Your man obviously had his CD in the car connected to it or something. And it started going boom, boom, little, little. But the thing was hopping, the music. So it kept stopping. And they were trying to belly dance and stop and freeze and go. And that's what you want to see at a parade. Do you know what I mean? It's all well and good seeing big, huge sculptures. Look at him.
Mockness and all. It's too professional.
You want to see the local hurley team.
Absolutely.
With half their head bit off them.
Do you have to stay at the front? Yeah. Do you have to stay at the front?
Can you get out and walk back
and look at the marching
bands? No, you have to stay in the car.
I missed the whole parade.
I think so.
So
there's going to be nothing.
At the end,
you,
people go, did you enjoy
road?
That? And I go, I don't know. I didn't see it. It's all behind me. The only reason I'm doing this, and nobody knows this, is that I just want to get near enough to Michael E. Higgins to give him a hug and pick him up.
Do you?
Imagine picking him off his feet. His feet just dangling as you're hugging him, and he's going, "Could you put me down, please? Could you put me down, please?"
Right. So that's going on. And of course, you're on the telly all the time now, telling everybody that they're great and all.
Yeah, turning to me outfit totally in that show.
I love it. I was asked if I could do it. I couldn't do it because I would just tell everybody they were brilliant. And when I was saying that, I was like going, I just wouldn't be able to do the judge. I tell everybody they were brilliant, so I wouldn't be able to do the job. Yeah. And they went, that's what Jason does. He tells everybody they're brilliant.
Yeah, I just quite go, no, but you can't.
Do you open your eyes?
They do have me on the mic loads when somebody walks out and you only hear me going, oh, jeez. Because you can see who's going to be crap. And we have had a couple of hoops. Like, you know what I mean? There's been a couple of... there's a couple of dancers and they're really good. They're from India. They're very good. And I said, those garden fences you have are brilliant. But they were instruments that they were banging. And I thought they were garden fences. The little white picket fences and they're banging off them. Oh, I was going, God. Oh, right, okay.
Oh, dear.
It's great crack, though, because you just sit there and just moan your head off. It's grand.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm very diplomatic how I say yeah. You know what I mean? Because I know they're not going to go through, so I just go, yeah, well done, you're great. But saying no is good crack, though, as well.
Is it, yeah?
I'm learning to say no better.
I wouldn't be able for that.
Yeah, no, that's actually, that. If you go for that, that's better fun.
Really?
Yeah, and if you cut them off in the middle of something, that's even funnier. So it's your buzzer. So like if they're going, oh, Lear, far, meh, they go, and then they actually go, I've been, and they that throws them. Or like if they're playing an instrument or something. But my favourite, right?
Oh, jeez.
Now, I was on last week because I was gigging. There's a trumpet player. No, no, this was... And his ma obviously said, you get on there now and you told her how to play a trumpet. You are a brilliant trumpet player. And he was a brilliant trumpet player. But he was nervous as hell.
Oh, no.
So he was trying to blow into the trumpet. Nervous. And it was the funniest thing I've ever seen on television. He was literally going... Right, and Michelle Visage nearly needed an ambulance after it. Right, you know when you're at mass and you're trying not to laugh at all. And then after he just went, "We're normally better than that." And I had to say to man, I know. I said, "You're trying to play that nervous. That's mad."
Oh, the poor fella.
And it was like "Dream a Dream" is the song.
Oh,
I dream a dream of da da da.
On a nervous trumpet.
Oh man.
Oh, dear. I don't know how you get time to do stand up, but he does all the same. Anyway, so Vicar Street on the 19th and the 20th of April. So Good Friday and Easter Saturday. Jason Byrne!
Thanks, lads.
Guaranteed Irish from the Cranberries Dreams here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, almost 8:27. Quick happy birthday to Nora Rose. Nora Rose is 10 today in Galway.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday very much to you, Nora Rose.
Yeah, she loves the show, listens every morning on the way to school, and her mammy and her sister Sarah wanted to say happy birthday to her. So, Nora Rose, happy 10th birthday to you. Also, by the way, in case you were wondering, right, you were wondering where is the belled Ken Doherty? Well, we actually spoke to him earlier because he was flying off to a tournament in... Gibraltar.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Flying off and taking shape. He's on the tournament to Gibraltar, so we had to get in a plane, which meant we couldn't do the tips, which would be the usual time. So we get into us much, much earlier. But that's all right. We're going to review them now and tell you what he said for the day, because after yesterday, you might be in with a few. He'd had a great day for us yesterday.
Yeah,
and the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
He predicted, of course, the double. He predicted Altidore and Tiger Roll. He put them in an 80 euro double, all in aid, of course, of charity. This is all with thanks to Quinn Bess. Now, that's a fairer bet. And it's all in aid of Make-A-Wish Ireland. And it came in. The double came in. And we reckon, I mean, we haven't got the exact figure, but we think it's somewhere above the 200 euro mark.
Yeah, 220-ish is what I'd make it out as. But it remains to be seen.
Okay, so that was a good day yesterday. So he redeemed the first day's debacle with a great win yesterday for Make-A-Wish Ireland. So this is what he gave us today, right? He was giving us these live from Dublin Airport before he jumped on a plane to head off to Gibraltar. And this is what he went for. He went for Fahin.
Yeah.
He went for a 40 euro win on Fahin. He reckoned it was around about 4-1. He went for Footpad. Again, a 40 euro win on that. He reckoned that would be around about 7-2. And then he went for...
Currently 4-1 as well, actually, on Quinn Bess, just looking at it there, yeah.
Better again. And then he went for an each-way bet on a horse called My Sister Sarah, okay?
Which is 8-1 at the moment on Quinn Bess.
And he went for €10 each-way on that.
So there you go.
So Fahin, Footpad, and then an each-way on My Sister Sarah are the tips that Ken Doherty went for this morning.
So there you go. That's what he's delivered to us. And if he delivers today like he did yesterday, we'll all be laughing.
Exactly.
It'll be a great... I was going to say double, but that was yesterday. I was trying to say today and tomorrow.
It's been kind of a double.
Yeah, kind of.
A double of sorts.
I'm not really one for the betting terminology, thankfully.
Mind you, you had a little win yourself, didn't you? Because you did his bets.
I did yesterday, yeah. And I did well with them, yeah. So thankfully, he's doing well for a few of us now. He's getting us there. Get us over the line. Yeah. With a bad start. Grant, he's a snooker champion. That's what it is. we asked too much of him. But he really did dig us out of a hole yesterday. So fair play. He's flying now.
Yeah. He also, by the way, while he was on with us, told us a fantastic story, which coincidentally happened to him in an airport as well, where somebody asked him for his autograph and a picture, and he was absolutely happy to oblige. And then when they saw the autograph, they said, "What's that say? What's your name?" And he said, "Ken Doherty." And they went, "All right. Are you, what do you," he says, "I'm a snooker player." "Oh, right. Sorry, I thought you were a jockey."
A jockey, yeah. Who is it they thought he was? It doesn't even matter.
I think he said they thought he was Charlie Swan.
Charlie Swan. There you go.
Unbelievable. Anyway, maybe that's why he has a good insight into the old Gigi's. So there you go. That's Ken Doherty's celebrity bets. All with thanks to Quinn Bess. Now, that's a fairer bet. And all in aid of Make-A-Wish Ireland. Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, just 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. Quick reminder, we haven't played our OMD track yet. So when you hear OMD, if you want tickets to go along to the 40th anniversary tour, they're only going on sale in about 20 minutes. We have a pair for you to win. 24th, I think it is, of October in the Olympia. That's when it's happening. Just listen out for that OMD track and text, or rather WhatsApp OMD to 087-188-0008. But in the meantime...
Boom. I don't know what you're saying the mystery's about.
It's time to get it. It's not mystery. It's time to get a bit of justice.
Yes,
that's,
it is.
That's
justice.
What it's all about. Because, as you probably know at this stage, PJ Gallagher has won himself, to be fair to him, has won himself a day off.
Yeah.
Based on the fact that we do this thing with the celebrity birthdays first thing every morning. And if PJ can guess correctly the ages of three celebrities from
in
the selection,
row, yeah,
then he gets to win himself a day off. That was an idea that Magic Mike came up with.
It was an idea Magic Mike came up with a long, long time ago. It's a very hard game to do. The odds are against you. It's essentially birthday lotto is what it is.
Don't play it up, for God's sake. It's not that bad. It's a complete shot in the dark.
Essentially birthday lottery. So I got one many moons ago. I got one.
Yeah.
And I decided to save it for this weekend because it's St. Patrick's weekend. If I take it tomorrow, the Monday off, it feels like a week. It's the only holiday I get this year.
I mean, in fairness, we acknowledged all of that. Magic Mike should be in here now for a bit of moral support as well. But anyway, we acknowledged that. And all we said was that that was a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
It was such a brilliant idea that Tara decided to do the same thing herself.
Right, what?
Okay. And then myself and Magic Mike, we were chatting about it, and we thought, actually, PJ's onto something there. That's a very good idea. Isn't that basically what happened?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what happened.
I mean, all we were acknowledging was that PJ had a very good idea.
Didn't.
I mean, it doesn't happen very often.
Win anything. You don't get to take a day if you don't win anything. That's
unreal.
The whole point.
It's just, I mean, it's just seeing a different side.
If I win it, I get it.
So you're saying that you wouldn't enjoy a Mars bar as much if you knew somebody else was enjoying a Mars bar?
Of course I wouldn't. You'd be having two thirds of it. Why would I enjoy it as much?
You can have
PJ,
a whole Mars bar to yourself.
It's not the point. It's not the point. The point is I have plans. I was going to enjoy myself, send you pictures. I was going to indulge. If you do it, it takes the crack out of it. If we all get the same pair of runners each, we wouldn't enjoy them as much.
We're not going to go anywhere with you. We're just going to enjoy our day.
You bloody well
separately.
Better not be anyway. It's
so
you
can
do
see
with
what
that.
Happened. You can see what happened. The madness.
It's nothing
right?
to
so
do with it.
We had
you
to
don't
take
understand.
It, we had
grand.
To take it out of the, you know, immediate vicinity, and we had to bring it to a higher power. So we've actually had to ask the one and only Andy Bad News to join us and make a judgment on this. So Andy Bad News is live in studio. He's not happy about it.
Yeah, and you're in trouble now. Because I said it to him yesterday and he was giggling. So you're all in trouble.
There's better things to be doing than dealing with this.
And we all know when Andy's giggling.
This schoolyard squabbling. But anyway, so look, Andy, here's the story, right?
He's still giggling.
Here's the story. I mean, you know, PJ has won himself, can I just point out, an unofficial day off.
Yes, Jim.
Okay, as a result of winning this competition.
Exactly,
we just wanted to kind of, you know,
a non-holiday day.
Celebrate it with him. And he's being all thick about it.
I know, Jim. It's very upsetting.
It is. I'm upset.
It is.
There's an element of meanness about it, Jim.
There is an element of meanness.
Because they get more holidays than me anyway.
Was I talking to you?
Exactly. Thank
you.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm more concerned about where the missing headphones are gone when I come in and we're missing two or three pairs of headphones.
Well, again,
can somebody answer that question?
Can I just point out
to you? See what you did bring
in
management.
I just want to point out that, you know, PJ has been indicated in a stealing of underwear storm.
If
there is missing headphones,
yes.
All I'm saying is there are people in this room with a previous.
That's true.
I'm just pointing that out.
God.
Just pointing that out.
Well, there will be fingerprinting.
There's no level to how low you won't go. I'll tell you something, Jim.
Sorry, bored and all as I am at this moment, as I'm sure the listeners are. What am I doing here?
Yeah.
Well, so it's just you need to confirm that they're not getting the day off tomorrow.
No, you need to decide whether or not Mike and myself can join PJ in this opportunity to have a slightly extended weekend at St. Patrick's weekend.
Come on,
Jim. I try to rise above petty squabbles.
You're right.
You know, there's no point.
Exactly.
I kind of let it. Like a river. Just
you're
let
right,
it go.
You're good at what
you're
you
right,
do.
Okay? You're right, okay? Absolutely.
On this occasion, I would like to rule, though, to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay?
Fair
just
enough.
Because I'm bored now.
Just before you do rule, can I also just point out that yesterday on the show, he called you a sea culchie.
I did hear that.
What is wrong with you? Yeah. What is wrong with you? Yeah. You're such a rat. It's unbelievable.
Anyway.
Will you just shut up and let the man make it?
All right, I will.
See, I feel that you guys are like our musketeers. So, in that, it's
what?
All for
one's
one.
A drunk and one's, oh, sorry. No, right.
All for one and one for all.
Does that make sense?
I like where you're going with this.
No.
And PJ, you're like the... Do you remember there was the D'Artagnan and then there was the dog, D'Artagnan?
Yeah.
You were the D'Artagnan of the bunch. You were like the little Jack Russell trailing along, dragging its arse off the ground. Oh, you are the one. So, in that, what this we will is say is...
Right.
I do believe, on this occasion, and this occasion alone, that you should all have the day off.
Yeah!
So
all it's for so one unfair. And one
it's
for
so
all.
It's so ridiculous.
All for one
so
and one.
So ridiculous.
I mean, come on. We should I all swear join to God, hands, really.
The things I'm going to say about you behind your back is outrageous. This is stupid. In fairness, you're a very good boss. Or at least you're aware. Why did they didn't win anything? They didn't win anything!
Would you like me to just do this?
And yeah, just play
you didn't win anything. It was me that won the day.
Can you hear something in the background?
No, okay.
What's that?
Classic Hits. The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Now, if you're heading to Kildare Village this weekend, you'll be able to enjoy all the St. Patrick's celebrations from Saturday to Monday. They've all sorts of stuff going on, complimentary arts and crafts, workshops. They've got various activities for all the family. It's just off exit 13 on the M7. And of course, you'll find all the information you need at kildarevillage.com. They've got 100 brands to choose from, all year round savings. And you can spend potentially €500. We have a €500 gift card for Kildare Village. Something extraordinary every day. That's our prize on the Breakfast Table Quiz this week.
Oh, there you go. I'm reading the questions actually to see how we're going to get on today.
Well, how are they looking?
I think there's some tricky ones there.
Really?
We never know. Yeah, we'll do. I shouldn't say that. We shouldn't say it. Geraldine O'Connor from Clare is on the phone. She's waiting to hear what's going to be happening. So how are you, Geraldine?
Good morning, PJ. How are you?
Geraldine, I'm changing my tack here. We're going to do it. You need 10 and you'll be in the lead. And okay. But the way this week is going, considering nobody's going to be in here tomorrow, it may well be enough. It may well be enough.
Geraldine, what's your speciality? What are you good at?
Oh, God. A lot of useless knowledge.
Well, then you're flying. This will be
absolutely
perfect.
Absolutely flying then.
Right.
We'll do our best for you anyway, Geraldine. Yeah, we're on your side as always.
Thank you so much.
10 or more is what we need from you, Geraldine, in 60 seconds. You good to go?
Yep.
Best of luck. Yep. Here we go.
In the sitcom Frasier, what US actor plays the title role?
Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah, the name of a US TV sitcom about a talking horse was called Mr. What?
Ed.
In which country might you travel from Kimberley to Durban?
Australia.
In South Africa, which comic strip's character's archenemy is called Brutus?
Popeye.
Yeah, by which name is the point of when an earthquake reaches the Earth's surface known?
Pass.
The epicentre. In which country was the TV presenter Graham Norton born?
Ireland.
A carp is a what type of animal?
Fish.
Traditionally, which gambling game begins with the call, eyes down?
Bingo.
Yeah, which country is bordered by China and South Korea?
Pass.
North Korea. In which British TV sitcom did Neil Morrissey star as Tony?
Men Behave Badly.
What is the capital city of Ukraine?
Pass.
Kiev. Which comic book superhero was bitten by a radioactive spider?
Spider-Man.
It is considered to be bad luck to open what kind of rain protection indoors?
Umbrella.
Yes, that's it. I was going to sneak that one in because I was a little slow off the mark.
Well done.
Geography is terrible.
This could be close. What are we trying to beat?
We need 10. 10 okay. Will put her in the lead. Yeah, so 9 is the score that we have to beat.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
A fart.
Oh, no.
I tried to sneak the last one in as well.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah.
Ah.
That's unfortunate, Geraldine. You gave it a brave effort, it has to be said. You just fractionally came up short on it.
Okay, I should have got to South Africa when my sister lived
there. Well, you know.
It's tough when you know when the clock is ticking
It is.
You're actually feeling the pressure, don't you?
I feel the pressure when I'm just reading it out.
A lot easier when you're sitting in the car just shouting at the radio, I can tell you,
totally,
that's for sure.
Yeah.
Listen, Geraldine, brave efforts, well done. Enjoy the St. Patrick's weekend celebrations. Good talking
you
to you,
too,
thanks
guys.
For playing. Cheers.
See you later, take care. Bye.
A brave effort from Geraldine, to be fair.
It was, in fairness to her, yeah. I was a little slow off the mark on it too. I kind of feel a bit guilty there.
One more chance to do it. Literally, you can go head into Friday knowing that if you can get 10 correct answers on the Breakfast Table Quiz, that €500 gift card for Kildare Village will be yours.
I'd say now, if you hadn't upset me, I'd have been quicker there. You know,
really?
She'd have won that, yeah. That's what that was now. You've ruined it on her and me. You've ruined the whole weekend and everybody. I just need you to know that.
Great.
Terrible now, so it is.
Fantastic.
Yeah. There you go. I mean, you could make it all right by just coming in tomorrow, but then you probably won't do that either. No empathy. Sign of a psychopath, you know.